Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
It is a blessing to be back sharing with you Sunday morning. Yahweh is good. I'm just so glad that he allowed each and every one of us to travel safely. He had the planes in his hand, and we were able to fly over the storms and the rains and everything, and Yahweh brought us back here safely. We thank Yahweh for that.
Amen.
Amen. Also thank Yahweh for the fact that, you know, while we're worshiping on one side of the United States, you guys is over here worshiping evangelists. So I'm so thankful that you all had church last Sunday. It's a blessing to know that we have some just mighty men in the kingdom that are able to deliver the word in the same spirit. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. We praise Yahweh for Dr. Perkins. Bishop Doctor, who has been in ministry for over 20 years. We want to praise Yahweh for him.
Amen.
Amen. So with the little time that I have, I just want to share some things with you. We've been talking about a kingdom state of mind. It's a way of thinking and living that belongs to the kingdom. And people know that we're a part of the kingdom because of the way that we respond and the way we live and the way we speak and the things that we do. Amen. And because we're all in the kingdom, when we're all doing the same thing, we have positioned ourselves for unity. We've positioned ourselves for blessings because Yahweh says in unity, he commands the blessings, even life forevermore. Talking about that and being on the subject of a kingdom state of mind. That's what we're talking about. It's a kingdom state of mind. It's a kingdom way of thinking. Because of the day that's coming up, many of us, we kind of take our salvation for granted. Many times we take Yahweh for granted. I was talking about this Wednesday in Bible study, is that we take answered prayers for granted. Like, he's just supposed to answer prayer. Well, we know he answers prayers, but after he do something, you should thank him. I have what's called pet peeves, stuff that just bothers me. And in the natural world, and in the spiritual world, but in the natural world, it bothers me when you do something for somebody, and they don't have the decency. They don't have the character. They don't have the chutzpah to say thank you. As if it's something that you're supposed to do. You know, that just bothers me. Because we got so many people, and it can be interpreted that when you don't say thank you, that you're not thankful. That you don't appreciate the things that have been done or provided for you. Even in the kingdom, have you really ever ever truly thank you? We thank Yahweh for blessing us. Oh, we thank him for financial. Oh, we thank him for the job. Oh, we thank him for this and that, the car. But have you thanked him for forgiving you? Because you have done some stuff that you are in need of forgiveness, and it had it not been for his love and his grace and his mercy, you would not make it over that. And so many times we don't just thank him for forgiving a wretch like us. As the apostle was saying, we were doing communion. We are all in need of a little bit of help. And with Yahweh, without Yahweh, you ain't got no help. So I can truly say in this moment that I'm thankful that I got some help. I'm thankful that he's forgiven me. But it's not something that you should just visit every now and then. I have what's called a thankful state of mind, where I'm constantly thinking about something to be thankful for. I'm thinking about what he's done, and I'm thanking him for it. I'm thinking about what he's doing right now, and I'm what? I'm thanking him for even standing right here. Because I could have been in a state that I couldn't stand here. So it's a thankful state. I need to have a thankful state of mind. That means I'm always sensitive to the things he's doing. I'm even sensitive when I pop these eyes open at 6 a.m. and I'm still alive. He decided to give me breath one more day. Say, we here. Tell your neighbor, we here. One more day. And I'm thankful for that. And when I look at the apostle who's been here for 79 years, how many days is that? Somebody do the math and let me know before the sermon ends. That's 80 years, 365. Somebody do the math. Let's go to, while we're waiting for the calculation, let's go to Psalm. For you Hebrew scholars, Tehillim. And we want to go to the 116th chapter. Say that. 29,200 days he's kept you on this terra firma. 29,200 days. Can y'all imagine that? But are we thankful for each and every? Y'all should do your own calculation on how many days that y'all been here, and you need to thank him. Amen. And then do the calculation for how many more days you want to be. I don't know about y'all, but I plan to live over 100. My grandmama lived to 108, and I'm going to live to at least 108. I am. In the name of Yeshua, I am. Now, maybe y'all don't want me that long, but I plan to be here that long. All right, so Psalms 116. We're going to talk about a thankful state of mind, because that's what we want to maintain. And so, the Psalms 116, the 12th chapter says, and the 12th verse, what shall I render? What does that mean? What shall I give? What shall I submit? What shall I offer unto Yahweh for all his benefits toward me? How many have been recipients of his benefits? And I'm telling y'all right now, you can never equal, meaning that you can never render enough to him because of what he's done for you. But guess what? You should keep on trying. You should try and try as much as you can to render everything that you can give him because of what he's done for you. What shall I render for all his benefits towards me? So there's a lot of benefits. So this is what I'll do. I'll take the cup of salvation. Anybody took the cup? Of salvation. And I'll call upon the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh now in the presence of all his people. Anybody got something to render right now in the presence? In the presence of all his people. That's all you got? That's all you got? That's all you got in the presence of his people? Out of all the benefits he's giving you? You, us? What shall I render for all his benefits? Why am I holding back? I will give it for all his benefits towards me. Ask your neighbor, what you gonna render? Tell him, I'm gonna render praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That's what I render. Praise and thanksgiving. And so when I find out the Hebrew way, which is the knowledge that we've been walking in and we've been digging and unearthing and Yahweh's been revealing to us, thanksgiving, the Hebrew word for thanksgiving is an interesting word, todah, which means a lifting of the hands. Means a giving of something, because we don't have much in this hand to render. And some might think this hand is empty, but all he wants you to do is lift up thankful, grateful hands in his presence and offer up what he calls the sacrifice of praise. Does anybody have a todah for Yahweh? The lifting of the hands. And the lifting of the hands is so interesting and it's so appropriate that he's saying, what shall I render to? And he says at the end on the 14th verse, I will pay my vows unto Yahweh in the presence of all his people. What is something that we can do to demonstrate praise in the presence of all his people? Something that we cannot never vocalize. We cannot testify enough. If we be testifying for 29,200 days, 24 hours. But what we cannot say, we can render in praise. You know, just the lifting of the hands to say, thank you, Yahweh. I cannot give you enough, but what I can do is give you my thanks. Right? And so that's what we do. We render our thanks. And so that Hebrew word means a lifting, a showing of appreciation. It means a praise. It means a confession, which means an outward proclamation. Then when you lift up your hands, everybody knows what you're talking about. Everybody can relate. Everybody can understand. Sometimes all it takes is just the lifting of the hands. When I can't talk, I can wave my hands and say, Yahweh, I thank you for all of your benefits towards me. And it's something that we can do collectively as the body of Mashiach. And it's something that we do publicly. Now, you know, there's a private thanksgiving, but there ain't nothing like when the saints of Yahweh come together in a unified praise, in a unified todah, in a unified wave, in a unified lifting. Because when we have a unified lifting, he commands the blessings, even life forevermore. So tell your neighbor, there's a blessing in the wave. Hey, you know, the world has tried to take our wave. Didn't they do that? And then you do that, right? At the sporting events. And y'all get excited about that. But the wave, Yahweh instituted that. The wave, the offering, that Todah, that's something that he initiated. We should be able to start a praise over here with my sister, and then by the time we, hey, let's do that. 1, 2, 3. That's ours. That's ours. That belongs to us. Right? Because he said it was a public demonstration, a public Todah, a public wave and an offering to him. And that's what we do to all his people and all the people that are his. Kingdom people. It's a thankful state of mind. When I'm in my car, whoop. But you driving, Pastor Tom. I got the wheel on my left and a praise on my right. That's what we do. What you doing?
That's how we do it.
You know, you're trying to let Montel talk about this is how he do it. No, this is how we do it. We got a praise. We got an offering. And so when we look at that Todah, it's easy for us to understand what Yah was talking about. So let's go to 105 Psalm, the 105th Psalm. Woo! That's what we do. That's how we roll. Y'all trying to wait until November the 20-something Thursday to give thanks. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day is a Todah. Okay, so when we look at 105 and the first verse, it says, oh! Somebody say, oh! Wait, there's something that stirs up your soul. There's something that stirs up the Holy Ghost when you say, oh! Can I get an oh?
Oh!
Can the church give him an oh? Oh! Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. Somebody call upon what? His name. What? Make known his deeds. Can somebody make known his deeds among the people? Make known. Anytime he do something, make known. We gotta make known, because we check this out. It's not optional. It's not an option. It is a command. Anytime Yahweh do something to you, you need to make it known among the people. Among his people. You say, well, they didn't call on me for testimony service. It's okay. Lift up your hands. They couldn't get to me. That's okay. Wave. Let the people know that you are thankful and you got something to praise him for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are always providing opportunities. Always providing opportunities. Because the second one says, okay, if that ain't enough, sing unto him. Second verse. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Hey, and if you don't know how to sing, talk. Hey, any singers in the house? Okay, put your hands down. Any talkers in the house? Yeah, y'all. Right? So it says what? It's a demonstration. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Hey, third verse. Glory ye in his holy name. And guess what? Many times people say, glory in his holy name. And they was called upon a name that he didn't really recognize. But because you have the knowledge now, you can call on the right name. Hallelujah. So now we can all glory in Yeshua.
And guess what? Just knowing what his true name is and knowing that he will save and he will deliver is worthy of a waving of the hands. That's who he is. And it says what? Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice. Listen, you got to always be looking for an opportunity. Yes, sir. Look for an opportunity to thank them. Hey, thank you. Find something. Tell your neighbor, find something. Find something to what? Praise him for, right? He says, those that seek. So how do you find something? You got to look for it. You got to seek it out. Guess what? If you can't remember nothing, think about what he going to do. You know what I like to do? I told him Wednesday night, I like to think about past victories. Oh, 10 years ago, this is what he did. Oh, 2 years ago, this is what he did. And had it not been for what he did 2 years ago, I might not be standing here this morning for you. Think about his wondrous works. And it says, let the heart of them rejoice to seek Yahweh. Then the fourth verse says, seek Yahweh. Anybody need his strength? Seek him. I guarantee if you seek him, you call on his name, instant strength. Instant strength. Instant shalom. You need him right now. He's only a call away. And all you got to do is call his name. And if that ain't nothing to be thankful for, I don't know what is. And it says, seek him. Seek his face. What is his face? His face is his presence. His presence, the fact that he's dwelling among us, the fact that he's moving among us, the fact that he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And if he inhabits the praises, if he lives in the praises of his people, then to have his presence around you, all you got to do is praise him, call him, thank him. Seek his presence. Anybody seeking his presence? Even in this atmosphere, if we praise him, he's here. And now that he's here, why don't you just thank him for his presence? Hey, Shandarabaha. Hey, Oshiea, Shandarabaha. Holy Oshandarabaha. Yay, Osha. Thank ya. Oh, Shandarabaha. Holy Osha. Hey, Osha. Hey, Osha. Thank ya. Oh, hallelujah. And I've got to leave you with this. Got to leave you with this. Woo. Remember. Now that you experienced that, remember his marvelous works that he has done. Not only his marvelous works, but his wonders and the judgments of his, the stuff that he says, that I'm hanging on every word that he says. And then last but not, I'm going to take you to 1 Thessalonians, because this is something that you need to hold on to as we approach this day. I know we're not going to be with each other too much next week, but we want to hang on to this. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. If you got it, say, I got it. The 5th chapter, and we're going to go to the 15th verse. We as kingdom people, we render good stuff. That's what we give. We give good stuff because he's been good to us. So what we give and we render is his nature. It's who he is. He's goodness. He's love. He's grace. He's mercy. He's forgiveness, right? So that's what we as kingdom people render. And so 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 15th verse says, see that none render evil for evil. That's not our MO. We don't render evil for evil. That's not how we're made up. Because the beauty of it is that his presence is inside
Because if you got the Holy Ghost, you have his power-packed presence. Hallelujah. And you can call on any time. And it says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow. We praise the God that's good. The God that we serve does wonderful works. So that means that we should be good too. I like to say we're blessed to be a blessing. I'll say that again because somebody didn't get it. You're blessed to be a blessing. He's blessed you so that you can bless somebody else and be used for his kingdom purpose. So tell your neighbor, you're blessed to be a blessing. That's why he blesses you, so that you can keep on. Hey, and I want, and see, that's why we got to live in the overflow. See, if we live in the overflow, we'll always have something to give. We'll always have some blessings to give because we're living in abundancy, right? We're living in more than enough. And some of y'all don't even realize. You find yourself complaining about something, but bottom line is you really have more than enough. Because he has blessed you running over, pressed down, and shaken together. That's how he's blessed you. So shouldn't no complaints come out of your mouth, but rather you should have a praise. Instant praise. And so it says, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. 16th, these are commandments. It's not optional. These are things that we are supposed to do. 16th verse says, rejoice evermore. What does that mean? Be glad always. Be glad always. Y'all should always have something to rejoice y'all by for. You always have something to draw from. Guess what? He has a well, hey, of blessings. He has a well of power. He has a well of authority. And all you got to do is just dip in. Just dip it on out. Because it's there for you. So that's why, because I have this overflow, I'm rejoicing forevermore. Right? There shouldn't be a moment that I'm not ready. Hey, 17, pray without ceasing. Prayer should always be instant, right? Prayers is a way of communication. And if anybody has ever been in a relationship, they will tell you that it's all about communication. If you ain't communicating with your husband and wife, you ain't communicating with your girlfriend, boyfriend, if you're not communicating with your family, your mothers and fathers and kids, this stuff is going to get broke down. Tell your neighbor, it's all about communication. That's why we need to be communicating with the Father. Tell yourself constantly. Pray without ceasing. That is our nature. The spirit that you got in you is always so active. It's always seeking that it wants to pray. It wants to glorify Yahweh. It wants to call out and communicate. But it got to get beyond your flesh. Hey, because your flesh don't want to do it. Your flesh don't want to rejoice forevermore, and your flesh don't want to pray without ceasing, right? The word of Yahweh says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is draw from the waters of strength, and you'll always have a rejoice. You'll always have a praise. The next verse says, 18, in everything. In everything. What do? Give thanks. Right? For this is the will of Yahweh in Yeshua Mashiach concerning what? This is what he wants you to do. He says in everything. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what it didn't say. It didn't say for everything give thanks. Because the enemy has some stuff that he's trying to throw at you. I ain't going to thank Yahweh for that. He doesn't say, for everything, give thanks. He says, in everything. So no matter what my situation that I find myself in, while I am in it, I keep on looking to what he's going to do, so I will give thanks in it. In all things, give thanks. Anybody going through something? You want to make it to the end? You want to get your victory? You better praise him in it. Somebody. needs to praise him in it. Somebody needs to praise him in it. Praise him in it. In all things. In all things. Give thanks. In all things. Give thanks. Because your victory, your reward, and your answer is soon to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's already done. Thank him for it. Hallelujah. Yay. Your deliverance is in your praise. Your healing is in your praise. Your freedom is in your praise. Yay. Oh, Shandarabaha. Yay, oh Shandarabasi. Yay, oh Shandarabahaye. Yay, Shandar. Yadarose. Hey. Yay, oh Shandar. Yay. Yadarobo, Sandar. Yay, oh Shandar. He Shandarabaha. Yay, oh Shandar. Yay, oh Shandar. Thank you, Father. Hey, Oshandaraba. Father Yava, hey, Shande. We thank you, Oshandara. We praise you in this moment for all the things that you've been to us, for who you are, the way that you have revealed yourself. Great and mighty. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty are you, Yava. We thank you for who you are. You're good. You're good. You're good. You've always been good. You always will be good. We thank you. So in this moment, help us, Father Yahweh. Acknowledge you in all the things, in everything. We can give thanks to you because you are Alpha. You're Omega. You know the beginning to the end. And you've already promised victory. You've already promised power and authority. You've already promised that we're conquerors. We're more than that. So that we hang on your promises. We hold on to your promises. We remember your promises because you're faithful, God. You are Yahweh Emunah. You are faithful. And whatever you said that you were going to do, you do it. And we're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. Hey, Oshana. Hey, Oshana. We praise your name. And we give you the glory. And we proclaim with this praise in Yeshua's mighty name that you are good. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha. You're good. You are. You're so good. You're so good. Say! Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Say you're good. Can we just wave our hands this morning? You are. Say hallelujah. Ha. You're good. One more time. Say. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Oh, Shandara, I say. Ah, Shandara. Hey, oh, Shandara, I say. Hey, oh, Shandara, I say. Hey, oh, yo, Shandara, I say. Ah, yeah, I say. Oh, yeah. Oh, Shandara. Let's just worship him in this moment. Let's just praise him. Oh, yo shandara basi. Yeah, yo shandara basi. Ha shandara basi. Oh, yo shandara basi. Yo da 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 da. Yay, oh,